It's our continuing coverage of Pella High girls basketball on 92.1 KRLS. This interview with Dutch girls coach Blaine Forsyth is powered by Hy-Vee. Pella starts 2025 with a 69-14 win over Knoxville. Coach, Happy New Year. Congratulations on the victory. What'd you think tonight?
Thank you. You know, super proud of our girls. Christmas breaks a long time, a lot of practice time. So trying a lot of different things, and for our girls to come out here and compete at a high level, and I feel like take a step kind of right where we left off, was just showed a lot of character about our players, and proud of the way that we played. We were able to play all 13 girls. That's always a great game for us, and all of them contributed in different ways.
I think most people expected this to be the kind of game that it turned into, but just because that's what's expected doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen. Your girls came out of the gate and really took control early. What was the key to that fast start?
Yeah, you know, I think credit to the girls for just sticking to the game plan. We wanted to be solid on the defensive end and then take care of the basketball, on the offensive end. And I think we had us for our 6 turnovers. And when you limit the turnovers and are getting shots up, good things are going to happen. I thought defensively we executed our game plan really well. We were able to lock in on number 23. I think she only had 4 points, and all of them came from the free throw line. So to limit her to 4 points when she averages around 15 is huge, and our girls rose to the occasion.
It also seemed like you made a concerted effort to eschew the long ball to start the game, work the ball inside. I mean, it was just layup after layup after layup, and then a lot of three-point plays as well.
Yeah, you know, both Michaela and Maggie have done a great job down in the paint and just getting them touches down there. We know good things are going to happen. We typically have some mismatches, and if they're not getting their shots up, they do a good job of being unselfish and kicking out for other players.
And how about Sheck tonight? 17 points, including 4 and 1 opportunities. She cashed 3 of them in, but aggressive, attacking, and finishing.
Yeah, I thought she played, you know, that's what we expect from Katie. Just a great athlete, uses her body well, gets to the rim and finishes extremely well. So she just continues to take steps forward. Long volleyball season, which is fantastic, but then just puts a little, takes a little bit to get those basketball legs under you, and she's really coming on, and people are going to defend her differently each night. And she played to her strengths and did what she needed to do and finished well around the rim.
You mentioned 13 players played, 11 of them scored. That's really nothing new for your team, right? You go deep, and it's somebody different every different night. One to highlight tonight was Ella Tausi and her fourth quarter play. First of all, she starts out the quarter by drilling the 2 technical free throws, and then I think 3 of 6 from the three-point range in the fourth quarter. What did you like about her game, and how special is it to see somebody get that opportunity and shine?
Yeah, you know, Ella's someone who puts a lot of time into the gym. She's probably one of our best shooters in our entire program, 9-12. She shoots a lot of shots, is one who wants to always be in the gym, and for her to come out and make a couple was huge, and I hope it's a big confidence booster for her. She's someone who we let her know, you need to be ready at all times, because if they're in a zone and we need a 3, you may go in. And she's someone who just loves the game of basketball, so super proud of her to get a couple 3s, see those go in, and excited for her to continue to grow.
Yeah, and Phil mentioned that late in the broadcast. Like, as deep as you go, she doesn't generally see the rotation, but maybe a little bit of action like tonight and confidence, allows you to feel good about putting her in a spot like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't remember what game, Fort Madison maybe, it was first half, and I said, hey, you need to be ready just in case we need to, a little spark from the three-point arc, and she's someone who's going to be ready just because the way that she locks into the scout. She's a student of the game, just loves watching basketball, going to games, all those kind of things. So, she'll be ready if we need her, and her job is to go in and shoot 3s. Like, you catch the ball, you let it fly. We have that much confidence in her. So again, really proud of her to knock 3 down tonight.
We're talking with Blaine Forsyth. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee. The Pella girls beat Knoxville 69-14. Just backtracking a little bit, what was maybe one or two areas of focus during the holiday break, and how did that play out on the floor tonight?
Yeah, we added a couple things offensively just to get, we call them dominoes, just to get some advantages going. So focused on a couple of those things. We still have a couple set plays just in our back pocket as we get into certain situations, and then defensively we added our zone press, which we showed tonight, a 1-2-2. So just providing different looks for teams to see and to prep for are some of the big things that we focused on over break.
And now spinning it ahead to Oskaloosa on Tuesday night, a different challenge there. Of course, the size of Foster. What do you expect out of that game on Tuesday?
We know they're probably going to play zone. They typically do against us, and then they want to pound the ball inside. We feel like we have some pretty good matchups there, and you know, worked on a couple things over break to prepare for that. So excited for the opportunity. Looking forward to putting that game plan together over the weekend, and know our girls will be ready to go come Tuesday.
All right, 8-2 through the first 10. Congratulations, Coach. We'll see you down the road.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Blaine Forsythe, head coach of the Pella High girls basketball team. Our interview powered by Hy-Vee. Final score on Friday night, Pella 69, Knoxville 14.